Our telephone number, 1-800-745-8255. Now, we will be having Jim Moore on in a few minutes, and we'll be investigating with a couple of other authors before the night is over, probably, on this situation that happened 30 years ago, probably the biggest tragedy that ever occurred in this country. The assassination of John Kennedy, and I think really the tragedy is that evidently the Warren Commission wanted to just get it out of the way and get it by the public. There may have been something more sinister than that in it. I'm not sure. We're investigating it still yet today, as people have been for 30 years. We'll be talking in great detail for the next 3 hours about this on most of these same stations. Let's go out west to Tucson and talk to John, listening to us on AM 790 KNST.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jerry.
How are you, John?
Just fine, sir. I've been somewhat of a Kennedy assassination researcher for many years, and I will be in Dealey Plaza this Monday, and they're going to be having a dedication ceremony there in the plaza, because Dealey Plaza will be dedicated as a historic site, and they expect a crowd of around 15,000 people, so if anybody wants to go, it should be quite a historic moment.
Okay, John, let's tell me, what are you finding out about your research? You know, you've been researching this for a long time. You say, obviously, you're a assassination buff, for lack of a better word, or terminology, because you're going to this celebration they're going to be having there in Dallas on Monday. Bottom line, what do you feel about it?
Well, the bottom line is this. I try to look at the video accounts of what I saw from many hours of examining the Zapruder film, as well as the newscast pictures that I've seen. And what people may or may not be aware of is when the shots ring out, what you notice is the police officer that's to the right of the motorcade starts to drop his bike, and he's looking towards the grassy knoll. Another officer runs up the grassy knoll on his Harley motorcycle and turns his bike over. You see just about everybody in Dealey Plaza running up that knoll yelling, but what I've been able to hear in one of the audio video tapes is you hear somebody yelling, "Where'd he go? Where'd he go?" in pursuit of the assassin. And you think police officers are trained to be able to detect where gunshot sounds
sure
come from. That, to me, tells me something. That nobody runs towards the school book depository, but aside from that issue,
Now, are you familiar with the dancer, Beverly Oliver, who was there?
I've seen her statements. I've also talked to Gene Hill, who was a school teacher.
Yeah, right. I called Gene Hill and left word with her to call in tonight. Now, whether she will or not, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've talked with her. She says she saw the gunman, but I saw the Dan Rather newscast and what her statements were at that time. She says she's seen the gunman, and she went after him. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm trying to be as objective as possible and look at what I see. Now, this as a hypothetical situation, let's suppose Oswald did do it. How come, if that's the case, why was there so much attempt made not to do a decent autopsy on this man? Here was the most important person in the United States, as well as probably the world, and they had amateurs that were not even trained in gunshot wounds to do the autopsy. Commander Humes and Fink at Bethesda Naval Hospital. That kind of makes one wonder, you know, when the gunshot wounds themselves would have been probed with their fingers, which is normally done with any autopsies, none of this was done. Why were the first set of notes burned?
What was it, last year the officers all came out with one story, then all the enlisted men there at the autopsy came out with a different story.
Sure, the question was who was in charge. You know, we got blood on the notes, that's why he burned them, but forget about that. Let's talk about the single bullet.
Well, I have to take a break,
yeah,
and let's come back and talk about that magic bullet theory, okay? Hold on, John. Then we have Dorothy from Kansas City. She was there 30 years ago, and we want to hear from her, too. I'm Jerry Pippin.